Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha, no everyone. Want to welcome everyone once again for tuning in tonight on 99.5 FM The Word. This is Free Inside Ministry, just as Brother Jack Waters has just told you. I want to give a shout out to Jack for always doing my intro and my close. Does a wonderful job. And he just takes care of everything down here at Salem Media. And before we go any further, we want to give a shout out to Mark and Mary Benson at Honolulu Ford and his team over there for making this dream a reality and for supporting this. Oh, I thought I heard something. Boy, I'm telling you, they just sneak in from all angles when I come here. You know, being in the palatial suites of Kalihi with Salem Media, I don't have a chance sometimes to see who comes into the studio because of the dark tinted glass that I'm in the bubble. But my wingless angel is here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But, you know, we're moving up towards Christmas, guys, you know, and we wanted to start talking about, what's the reason for the season. But before I do that, I just had to share a really powerful testimony, and I'm going to give a big shout out to all our brothers there up in Halawa that were at chapel last night. And I just want to,
Aloha, brothers.
For all you guys that were there, man, all 46 of you brothers, I want to thank you personally on behalf of our Lord and Savior and on behalf of my wife and I, because driving up there, you know, we haven't been able to been up at our chapel on Wednesday evenings as much as we like with the schedule that we have. And, you know, the only definition of an excuse is it's an excuse. And I told you that last night. So going in there, I told it to my spirit self. I just said, well, you know, if we get eight, man, that'd be a blessing. If I get one, that's a blessing. But I had a number of eight that I had in my head. And then, Lynn, you had a number, too.
Yeah, I was double digit, 10.
Yeah, so 10. So she figured if she had 10, you know, she's always got to be two better than me. But that's how it is when you're married. You know, just say
praise
yes, dear,
Lord.
And life goes on. But, you know, we know who the real winners are. That's
Amen.
The believers. So, we had gone in with that anticipation and that into that perception. And then the miracles began to walk in the door.
Oh, amen.
The miracles. And I'm talking about you, my brothers, because I was talking with a few brothers, and at first I thought we were going to have to sing a cappella. And, you know, a cappella to me means, not going to sound too good, Bulu, if you got to lead a cappella. That's the translation.
It's no more.
But all of a sudden, a cappella means no more. But all of a sudden, we have a praise and worship team.
Amen.
Two guitarists and a brother playing on the congos and a ukulele player. What an ensemble. A holy ensemble, straight from heaven itself. So I'm getting all jacked up. I said, wow, we get eight guys
and
four musicians.
And
we get a dozen. And Jesus changed the world with 12 guys. We're gonna have a party tonight, Holy Ghost party. But as we got ready to begin our chapel service, I noticed that the room was getting a little bit more crowded and crowded and crowded. We even had some brothers sitting on the floor. And by the end of the night, we ended up with...
We had 46. We had four almost sitting on the floor. Brothers, you know, you blessed us last night. And in just your hearts seeking God during this season, the reason for the season, Jesus. Amen.
Well, you know what was wonderful about last night, you know, and, you know, like I told you, I said, we're nobody. Come on, guys. We're nobody. We're nothing. You know, God takes the foolish things of the world to confuse
the
wise.
We're
living examples of that.
Amen.
And, but it's not about capabilities. My brothers, it's about availability.
That's right.
You show up and you do what you got to do, God's going to do the
rest.
That's
right. Amen.
Don't let him do everything, because that's not how it is. We shared that scripture last night. He has to take his yoke, but that your burden will be light. He didn't say you're not going to have a burden. He said your burden
is light.
And, you know, like we explained about being yoked with the oxen, you don't walk behind the ox, you walk side by side.
Side by side.
When you're yoked with someone, you got to walk step in step. It's like being in the army, because if you're not, you're going to buckle loose and somebody's going to get hurt. So when you're yoking yourself with the master himself, the creator himself, he's telling you, come here, I know you're tired. Let me give you some rest, boy. Get over
here.
Yoke yourself with me. That's like if you could ever picture like one big ox and then the small ox, you know. The big ox telling the small ox, come on, take it easy. You got to share some of this, though, but it's going to be light. Mine going to be heavy, but I get them. Don't worry, I'll be gentle, and I'm going to teach you what I know. Amen?
Amen.
That's why I said you don't get wisdom at 18 years old. You get cracks. But when you're 54, you get a lot of wisdom because you had a lot of cracks going along the way.
Amen.
And just want to give a shout out, you know, to the chapel crew, man. You had everything ready. Want to thank you, Chaplain Nolan.
Amen, Chaplain Nolan.
Chaplain Nolan, doing a great job up there with our brothers.
Amen.
Doing a great job, and I'm going to see all of you. Spread the word. I'm coming up tomorrow. I'm going to be at chapel on Friday tomorrow. Going to bring the Rhema word once again.
12 noon at Halava Chapel, brothers.
And
come on out.
Give a shout out to Mr. Chang Ryan. You know, nice to see you again, brother. And all of the guys that are up there, especially that chapel crew. But, you know, so that's a shout out for them. And then, you know, we were supposed to be at the women's facility tonight. And my sisters, I apologize. I had emailed Chaplain Tammy. We were all excited. I had the team come up. We was going to do some Christmas carols, man. We was going to just throw the word down so you could pick it up. And that's when something good falls onto the ground. You know you got to bend over to pick it up. But they canceled because there's some program they're having tonight. And I think it was the facility program director changed it so that we couldn't come in tonight, but we're there in spirit.
We know you're going to be blessed tonight.
Because I know, you know what, I tell you, next week Thursday, guess where we're going to be at?
We're going to be there with you.
We're going to celebrate the Lord's birthday.
Amen.
The day after. Because it doesn't matter what day we celebrate, because we celebrate every day, because he is alive.
Amen.
He is alive. So it's just a calendar day, but I want to apologize to our sisters up there. We just couldn't make it because they wouldn't allow us because they said it was a program change. But, man, we're coming up with bells on our toes next week.
Yes, next week.
And we're going to praise his name together. Amen. We're so forward looking to you, forward to seeing each and every one of you out there. Also want to give a shout out to our brothers up there in Wayava. Also FDC trying to make it down there this Sunday after our two services. And OCCC, we got a big day coming up Saturday. It's our last Saturday before Christmas. So we want to make sure that we get in there. Hopefully we're allowed to get in there somehow, some way at OCCC. We're going to come and celebrate with each and every one of you. Amen.
Get ready. Module 18.
Module 18. Woo-hoo! Module 17.
Module 17.
Module 8. Module 3. Module 4. Annex 1. You know, just want to give a shout out to all of them out there.
God bless you all.
You know, we have what's happening next week? You know, we earlier this week, we talked about burning the ships, burning your past, you know, like Cortez did down in South America, where there was no retreat. There was no plan B. It was plan A. You know, a lot of times we're always looking for that escape clause, so we got somewhere to go. Sometimes we just need to keep fighting that battle. We need to press in and press on, and we're going to finish strong. You know, and so we went from there to crashing the party with the woman with the alabaster jar.
Amen.
You know, and we're talking about how lame that Pharisee party might have been. But she gave everything she had. Everything.
Her best.
That was everything she had. That's like putting your 401k. That's like putting your savings, your checkings, your side cash account that you get in the cookie jar above the refrigerator behind the Folgers can. You know, taking everything you have, taking your career, your family, putting it in front of the Lord and saying, Lord, this is all yours.
This is all yours.
It's all for you, Lord. Lord, just lead my way. Lord, thine will be done. That's what she was saying. She goes, I don't want to live the way I was living before. I'm going to live.
I'm over it.
I'm all in.
With that
alabaster jar and that perfume that she had in there, it was all in. That was all she had. And she broke that jar.
Yes, she did. She burnt that ship.
She burnt that ship and she said, this is it. I'm all in. How, my brothers and my sisters, I ask you right now, how all in are you for Jesus?
Are you there
for Sundays? Raise your hands up, say a couple of hallelujahs and praise the Lord. But then when you see somebody who's down and out sitting in front of 7-Eleven, you look the other way, you make like you can't see them. And you know they haven't bathed in about a week because you can smell them, but you say you can't see them. You know they haven't had a good meal, but you look the other way so you can't see them. But you know what? They see your heart. They see your heart.
That's right.
I want to give a shout out to Brother Jay Puahi. Brother, you tell me that story about 7-Eleven rocks my world every time. Because when you help the least of those,
That's right. And
the least of these, you're helping Jesus himself.
Of these.
And I give a big shout out to Straight Up Ministries, Brother Shane, Najiri, Brother Moki, and Brother Jay. You guys rock, man. You guys awesome. You are the living Jesus book. Jay, you are the walking, talking Jesus book. I preach from it, but you are it. You know, it's
you are it.
You're it because, you know, if they want to see the Jesus book in three-dimensional form, I say, call this number up. Tell the brother come over your house, bro. It's going to have all the New Testament in one guy walking inside your front door asking you where the boy. But, and just tell him the boy is still at football practice. He's about 6'3 and doing really good. The boy is a good boy. But, you know, I just want to give a shout out to everyone who's listening in. I know for those of you that aren't incarcerated, well, hallelujah. We got some
people. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. You know,
stay out.
Stay out. Yeah, there's not a revolving door around there. You know, we're not doing tours. You know, I make no light of my brothers and sisters that are incarcerated. But you see, It's wonderful. And when I go into prisons and my wife goes into prison, I say, it's wonderful. We're happy to be here. It's so wonderful to see you. You bless us. Because the reason that it's a blessing is you have an opportunity. For those that are incarcerated, you have an opportunity right there that God has given you his grace and mercy to put you in a place where although Paula that you're involved with outside can't get to you. That's why the barbed wire is up on the fence. Not to keep you in, it's to keep the Opala out. But it's still by choice if you're going to listen to the word of the Lord.
It's still
by choice if you're going to hear the voice of God talking to you. It's still by choice if you're going to change your life. Maybe you're not sick and tired of being sick and tired. Maybe you're just enjoying being messed up while the Lord's saying, don't you want to be blessed up, my brother?
Right.
The Lord is telling you, when are you going to wake up? But the Lord has patience. He's been waiting over 2,000 years for you. He can wait another 2,000 years. The only things that you lose is a ton of blessings, and you're going to go through a lot more trials and tribulations.
Amen.
But it's up to you. It's up to you. You see, because when we come in, my brothers and sisters, we come in to encourage you.
Yes.
We come in to lift you up.
That's right.
We come to give you the word of God that's going to help you fight the battles against the enemy. Because in the name of Jesus, the devil shall flee. When light comes, the darkness shall remove itself.
Amen.
Because that's what it says so in the Bible itself.
That's right.
You know, and we always have to go back to Scripture because everything we do is based in Scripture. But what I did want to mention, and if you have a pen and paper or a pencil and paper, anyone who's listening, we have a wonderful opportunity coming up next week. There is an organization coming in from IPHC, International Pentecostal Holiness Church. They have a church in Kailua. They have many churches in Oahu, but their main church and campus is in Kailua, and it's on 355 Kainalu Drive. I'm going to tell you about something that they're making available that they do all over the mainland, and they're doing this right at the end of the year to get it in before the new year, and it is called Free Camp.
Free Camp.
Free Camp. So I guess you could assume from that what it would cost to have your kids go to this camp.
Free, free, free.
Free, free, free. So the dates of this camp, now, if you want to write this down, is December 27th, 28th, and 29th. That's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You have to get your child there at 3 p.m. Friday and pick them up 3 p.m. Sunday.
Amen.
And all they have to do is bring clothes, towel, washcloth, and toiletries. Everything else provided. All the food, all the snacks, all the games.
All the fun.
They're going to all the fun. And they do this across the United States for the children that are incarcerated. And they wanted to come out to Hawaii, so we have a lot of saints that are coming over from the mainland. But this is open to any child. This
any
is open
child.
To anyone because they just want to come and love on the kids of Hawaii. I want to give you a phone number right now, so get ready to write this phone number so you can get more information about the forms and what it's going to involve and everything else. Because we don't have a lot of time to talk about it. I just want to make sure you got the information. So it's called Free Camp.
Free Camp.
And the contact person, her name is Joan, J-O-A-N. And it's very easy. Her last name is Hood, H-O-O-D. If you want to look at the engine, you got to open the
hood.
Exactly. So we want to find more information, and it's under the
hood.
Exactly. And she lives in the
hood.
But that's why she's good. She's the good in the hood in Kailua. Thank
free
you.
Free camp. Free camp.
Okay. We got that recording still going. Anyway, this is the number, my brothers and sisters. And share this with your cousins, your relatives, your aunties, your uncles. Hey, when free camp for the kids, they can go grind, get snacks, and have the saints love on
them.
Amen. You know, that's what it's all about.
And learn something about Jesus.
And even if you guys are incarcerated right now, get this information to your family.
Call your family.
Call up this lady, Joan Hood, at 778-4271, and rap with her and get the scoops on this one. But that's the phone number, and that's going to be coming up next week, right after Christmas. And it's free. What have you got to lose? What if, now imagine this, my brothers and sisters. What if your son or daughter, what if your nephew or your niece, what if your grandson, your granddaughter came back after 3 days with the saints from Life Church Kailua, from IPHC? What if they came back and their lives have been changed? Their
Amen.
Lives have been turned around because someone loved on them like Jesus loves on us, and they have thrown away their past, and they are going to walk in a path of righteousness at such a tender and young age, and they want to follow Jesus. And it was free. How can it get any better than that?
It's only God.
It's only God. So once again, call Auntie Joan, 778-4271. It's a camp that's going on from the 27th, the 28th, and 29th in Kailua. Kids going to be all taken care of. They're going to get loved on. Who knows? That might be the next Billy Graham in this group.
Amen.
You never know. But
that's
we got to
right.
keep sowing the seed. We got to invest in it. We got to show our kids today they have choices. They have great choices in front. I wish somebody helped me when I was 12 years old to put me in a camp like that. God knows me where too. I'd be today.
Me too.
I got to wait until I'm 40 years old to find the Lord all over again and take a couple cracks upside my head.
Hallelujah.
But you know what?
It's
God,
all good.
God bless Joan Hood and her husband, Apostle Greg Hood, for this camp they're bringing in from the mainland. This will be an annual camp, but we wanted to get the first one done just so they could get a taste of it. Normally, they do it with all of the children of the brothers and sisters that are incarcerated, but this is open to all kids. I think we're looking for about 60 kids. The first 60 people that contact Joan that want to do it, they're going to take care of your kids. You got meals, you got snacks, you got all the drinks you need, showers, games. They're going to learn about the Bible. They're going to learn, and they're going to have a lot of fun because in Kailua. Kailua is a great place to be.
Amen. The number again, Bula.
The number is 778-4271. That's Auntie Jones.
778. Call them up.
Get the scoops. Get the 9. Get the 411 before yes, you got to call the 911. And who knows, man? It might change the life.
Hallelujah.
What a better gift. Oh, my goodness. What a better gift.
That's right.
To give your kids. Say, hey, you know what? I know Pops say lock up, but go call this number. You're going to get on free camp from me. Hey, take the credit. I don't care. Just get your kids there.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? What a great... This is a wonderful gift.
That's right.
You see, I cannot do nothing, Bula. I cannot give them nothing. I stay locked up. You can't give them something. Give them that information tonight. Give them that information tomorrow.
It's a gift
Call
from God.
Call up Anthony Joan. It's a gift from God. Hey, you tell your kid, hey, you get on 3-day camp all the way in Kailua. Going to be all good, all kind of good people. And I endorse the people that are going to be here. I'll probably be there assisting a little bit as I can. But this is going to be just a time for them to get loved on. Everybody needs a little love. Amen. Come
Amen.
On, somebody.
Come on, somebody.
You know, when we say we're going to be Jesus
get
with skin.
Get your kids there, man.
Get your kids there. Get
yes.
your kids there. It's free. Not going to cost
free.
You nothing.
Free camp.
Just imagine, what if their life does a 180-degree turn? They get on fire for Jesus. They could become a disciple at this young age. They could change your family. They could change your community.
Amen.
They could change your neighborhood. They can change the city. They can change the
Ooh,
state of
change
Hawaii.
Change the world.
And they're going to change the world.
Amen.
But it's got to start with them. And
That's
it's
right.
got to start with the right people. And it's got to start with the right person. And that right person is Jesus.
That's right.
Got to start with Jesus. With all the technological and electronic stuff going on now, they got to get back to the Word. They got to get back to the Bible. But they got to get it to a place where they understand it, where they want to learn more about it, and this is where they're going to get it.
Free camp.
Free camp. Once again, free camp, and you want to call Auntie Joan at 778-4271. Amen?
Amen.
All right. That's
awesome
enough.
Gift.
That's enough for announcements. We'd actually like to get into the program tonight. Hey, but that's exciting, guys.
Yes,
that's
it
exciting.
Is. Oh,
what have
man.
You got to lose? Nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely
nothing.
Nothing. These and are it, good people, too.
And if your kid amps out, they don't want to stay, one call and boom, somebody can go pick them up. You know what I mean? But just don't deny them the opportunity. It's just the body of Christ coming together. It's just the saints coming together. Just trying to love on these kids because that's our future leaders. The next generation could be very well the last generation, and we got to save this world.
Amen.
You know, and this world is so messed up right now. You guys know how messed up this world is.
Amen.
We got to give them a chance. We got to give them a fighting chance. We got to do everything we can. But, you know, real quickly, my brothers, we're going to segue. And, you know, Christmas is coming up next Wednesday, and we said last night that we're going to be preparing ourselves, preparing
right.
our hearts, preparing our minds, preparing everything to celebrate the birth of not a baby, but of our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Yes.
He came in the form of a baby. But, you know, we're going to be going through some scriptures. And you know, to prepare yourself, a lot of times it's like you got to be in the right mind. You got to be in the right framework. You have to have the right foundation. You have to have the right environment so that you can prepare for some change. Amen. I would say that, and I think, Lynn, you would agree with me, that the birth of Jesus pretty much changed the course of history in the world as we know it.
Unreal.
Unbelievable. Probably the most impactful event. Now, I might have some historians and some non-believers who argue with me, but I would say the birth of Jesus was the fulfillment of all prophecy in the Old Testament.
Hallelujah.
And you see, he becomes the new promise. He becomes the promise. Amen?
Amen.
But, you know, it's just like in 2 Chronicles, my brothers, an easy verse to remember, and my sisters, it's 2 Chronicles 7:14. Why is this easy, Brother Bula? Because, you look, 2 Chronicles 7:14. So you got to go 2 times 7 is 14. Got to love how I figure these kind of things out and let you guys know all my secrets. But anyway, in 2 Chronicles 7:14, it says, then, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and restore their land. Amen.
Amen.
You see, we got to get ready. We got to
get ready.
You know, it's just like, you know, when you tell these kids, for example, these kids go in camp, right? They're not going to just wake up on the 27th and say, oh, we're going to camp. No, they got to get their things together. They got to get their clothes together. They got to prepare themselves. You know, they got to get in the right mindset because they're going into a new environment, right? And when baby Jesus was born, we're moving into a new environment, moving into a new time. We're actually moving into a time where it changed the history of the world and it would never be the same. Amen?
Amen. A baby changes everything. And you know, as we go into this season that we're getting ready to, you know, a lot of people are getting ready by preparing their decorations, going shopping and all of that. And you know what? That's all good. But you know, going into this season as the brothers and sisters of Christ, we need to prepare our hearts. And I'd like to just share scripture out of Romans. We love Romans. Romans 5, starting at Romans 5, 1, about peace and hope. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace to which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Bula.
Amen, amen. So I want to come at you with the Jesus book. You know, I had a lot of brothers last night. They just Hallelujah. Enjoyed when we shared it.
Yes.
And, you know, I love the Jesus book because, you know, I know there's some brothers and sisters out there that can understand me better when I preach in Pidgin than if I'm in the King James Version. I take nothing away from either version. Our goal is to share the Word of God, the encouraging Word of God, so that it becomes more knowledge for you, because knowledge is power. And the most power you can have is the most knowledge you would gain from the Bible. Amen?
Amen.
So in Romans chapter 5, verse 1, it goes like this. It says, we get them right with God. So then, because we entrust God, that's why we get them right with Him. That's why our hearts stay clear inside with God already, because our boss Jesus, the special guy God would send, He will make them good for everybody.
Amen.
Christ will make them so we can come tight with God and get all the good stuff He like do for us, because we entrust Him first. And that's how we come solid inside. We feel good inside because we stay sure that bumbye, God gonna make us come awesome just like Him. No matter we get any kind of hard time, we're gonna feel good inside because we know that hard time gonna make them so we can hang in there more better. When we hang in there, that make us more solid. And then when we more solid, then we stay sure that bumbye, God gonna do plenty for us. When we stay sure that God gonna do them for us, we don't need worry about nothing, because God give us His good and special spirit for make us feel inside our heart how much plenty He get love and aloha for us.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
You see, because in some versions, they might say that faith brings joy. You see, it's all about building steps. It's all about stepping blocks. You know, it's one thing after the other. You know, we just talked about that the other day. You cannot get a black belt in karate without getting the white belt first.
That's right.
You cannot graduate from high school without going from first grade, second grade, and all the way up.
That's
some
right.
of us, we get stuck on eighth grade a little while, but then we just slap them a little bit and the needle move and she go up to 9th and 11, 12. But, you know, it's just like anything else. Anything you do, any kind of work that you do, you cannot be an unfinished carpenter till you learn how to use on saw.
Amen.
You know, there's always a learning process involved. And the same thing applies to your faith in Jesus Christ.
Yes, we're all learning.
We're all learning. We're all a work in progress. But you know what? God's working on us, and we're making progress.
Amen.
Because we're a new creation in Christ.
Yes.
The old is out. The new is here.
Yeah.
You see, but sin has died inside of me because Christ lives in me. Because He who is in me is greater than he who is in the world. That's why I know that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Because I believe that God, He knows the plan. God Himself said, for I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans for a hope and a future. Amen.
Amen. You know, further in Romans 6, it's dead to sin, alive in Christ. And just like what Bula was saying, you know, what shall we say then in 6:1? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? You know, that's a crazy way to think about
Amen.
Grace, man. But anyway, it says, by no means. We are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
You know, my brothers and sisters, everybody knows John 3:16. That's probably one of the greatest verses ever written in the Bible. And it's wonderful when you hear little kids recite that from memory. But what I wanted to share with you is John 3:16 and 17, because you got to wrap it up tight. You see, for God loved the world so much, he gave his only son so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting or eternal life. That's the one everybody remembers. But the next one is so important, especially for my brothers and my sisters that are sitting at the edge of your bunk right now. You're sitting at the edge of your bed, and you feel like you've been condemned. You feel like you've been forsaken.
That's
you feel
right.
like you've been forgotten.
That's right.
John 3:17 is for you tonight, my brothers and sisters. God sent his son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through him.
He loves you.
If I could translate the 66 books of the Bible, the thousands of chapters, and the hundreds of thousands of words that are printed in my Bible, it comes down to three words where it says, God loves you.
Hallelujah.
But a lot of times we forget. It's in Romans 5:8, my brothers and sisters. It says, but God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. Amen. You see, we're all still sinners. We are all sinners in the same boat. You know, no one sin is less or greater than the other sin. We're all sinners. And while we were still sinning, Christ died for us. In fact, the definition of grace is forgiving as though it never happened ever. And as he was being crucified and hung on the cross, remember what Jesus said? Forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. Just at that point, as he looked down upon all those that were trying to kill him, his very own people, he was dealing with rejection. He was dealing with everything. But you see, because of Jesus knowing his identity, he knew his destiny.
Yes, he did.
And my brothers and sisters, for those of you that are incarcerated right now behind that wall, I want to tell you that you have to know that your identity is in Jesus Christ himself.
It is.
It is not in anything the world has labeled you with, but your identity, you are a son and daughter of the King of Kings and the Lord of
Most High.
You are an heir to the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
Realize and remember what your identity. Once you know who you are, then you're going to know where you're going.
That's right.
Because everything else less than that is a lie of the devil.
Yes, it is.
You are an heir to the kingdom of heaven. That means you have an inheritance from God himself. We are all related by the Abrahamic covenant, and all of the blessings that were ever to be and that will come are waiting for you right now. You know, we just want to keep preparing our hearts and getting you ready for celebrating the birth of Jesus on next week, which is about a week away.
Hallelujah.
But once again, before I forget, I'm going to give you that number one more time. Call Auntie Joan, 778-4271, free camp.
Free camp.
It's on the 27th, 28th, 29th in Kailua. Everything's free. You don't got to pay nothing.
Free.
Out for those that are incarcerated, any relative, or anybody who wants
anybody.
Kids. Hey, what a free gift for your kids on 3-day camp, plus give you a little bit peace of mind, huh? Don't forget about that part. But, you know, it's a gift from God to give you peace of mind to get the kids out of the house. But call Auntie Joan. She's got all the information. She's waiting for those calls, and she'll be able to share more information with you. I just want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. You know, it's been wonderful, once again, to be able to share the word of the Lord with you. And you got to remember that Jesus loves you right where you're at. But he loves you too much to leave you where you're at.
That's right.
If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, open up your mouth. Pray to Abba Father. Tell God how your day was.
Yes, Papa.
And just get ready for your blessing. But God don't bless no mess. So we got to do some work on our part. We're going to see you guys tomorrow night. God bless you. God loves you.
See you at chapel.
We love you too. And I'll see you at chapel in Halava noon.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today. And we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.